Today's Victory Garden Hour is one we're especially happy to present. Our program will be devoted largely to the work of the junior gardeners. We have three of the young folks here, along with one of their leaders, all from Council Bluffs. In addition, Miss Louise Anderson, home economist for the Iowa Power and Light Company, is here to present some more timely hints for homemakers. And we'll also have a special announcement in which all our junior gardeners, particularly those who have received one of WHO's junior garden record booklets, will be interested. To open our program, I'm happy to introduce one of the state's most active junior garden leaders, Miss Bernice Pohl of Council Bluffs. Miss Pohl, we'll ask you to say a word about junior gardening in general and at Council Bluffs, and to introduce our youngest guests.
Nationally, garden interest has been booming for the last 2 years. However, the junior gardeners of Council Bluffs started to work 4 years ago. Now they have become junior victory gardeners. This year's activities have been sponsored by the Women's Institute of Council Bluffs. Plans for gardens were begun in March, and each teacher devoted 3 weeks to a special victory garden unit to help the children. In these classes, garden plots were made on paper and garden problems discussed. During the time, 3,604 children registered their gardens and were given a tag to wear, showing that they were junior victory garden members. A mother chairman from each school was chosen to check up on the gardens during the summer months. And this fall, the children will report on the total amount of food grown in their gardens. Last week, the Nonpareil sponsored a harvest show, and it was then that the junior record booklets, which were furnished by radio station WHO, were entered and judged on their merits. The three prize winners were given a trip to Des Moines by the Women's Institute, and here are the prize winners. First place, Patty Jasper, 12 years old. Second place, Jean Fogarty, 9. And third place, Ronnie Russell, who is 12.
Thank you, Miss Pohl. And we're going to turn to these youngsters in just a moment. First, though, I'd like to mention that the Junior Victory Gardeners record books were provided earlier this year, and we still have some additional copies for any of the youngsters who may yet want to get one of these books and record their work for the summer. They have spaces in them for why we have a garden, location of the garden, and a place for the map, a planting record, and in addition, a record of the hours of work that has been done, amounts of vegetables raised, canned, stored, and some other interesting things, including a place for a story about the garden. But now let's turn to these youngsters who have scored so high in one of these projects. I think we'll call on Jean Fogarty first. Jean is the 9-year-old little lady, and say, how I wish we had a little lady like her at our house. She has auburn-colored hair, and she has 6 or more freckles, and she's always smiling. Jean, are you having a good time here in Des Moines?
Yes, I am.
What else are you going to do besides be here at the radio station and eat a big lunch and things like that?
Well, I'm going to ride the excavators and go to the state building.
Oh, yes. You're going to ride the escalators, I guess we might call them this time, and to the State House. I know you'll enjoy that very much. You've been talking about it so much. Well, let's get to your garden, and quickly. Why do you have a garden, Jean?
We have a garden so that we won't have to go to the store and buy vegetables that should go to the soldiers.
Well, now that's an excellent reason. I can't think of a better reason. Now, let's see. Where is your garden?
We have 3 gardens.
3?
One is in our backyard, one is next door to us, and one is on South Avenue.
And do you help in all of them?
Yes.
And who helps you?
My little sister that is 4 years old, and my mother and daddy.
Fine. You've raised a lot in your garden, I know, because I saw your record book, and you did a fine job in that record book. Your story is so cute. But I wonder, did you have any troubles this year?
Yes, we did. We had trouble with our potato bugs. They kept eating our potatoes. And then a horse came and stamped our potatoes.
A horse?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness. Well, did you have any trouble with the weather or anything like that?
Yes. Every time we spread the cucumber, it's rained.
It rained all the time. Well, you did have your problems, but you still had a fine garden. And thank you so much, Jean Fogarty, for being with us. And now I'm going to turn to Ronnie Russell. He's 12. And he's a strapping youngster, and I'm sure that he's a very fine ball player. I see he has a Cub Scout lion on his coat lapel, so he evidently is very active in scouting, too. Ronnie, we must hurry along about your gardening. First, how many different products did you have in your garden?
53
different ones. Well, good for you. How big was the garden if you had that much produce?
Well, our garden was 114 by 150 feet.
Well, say, it was a good-sized garden. Do you know how many hours you spent in working in this garden this summer?
Yes, 112 and one-half hours.
Oh, yes, I see that's recorded in his record book, and he has it right in front of him. Well, say, did you raise quite a lot of products, then, of the different kinds?
Yes, we raised 15 bushels of tomatoes to date, and 7 bushels of potatoes, and 3 bushels of turnips.
And I see quite a few other things. We won't have time for that. Did you have any visitors at your garden?
Yes, my 2 brothers, which are in the Army, and Miss Eleanor Anderson, the principal of Dodge School.
Fine. What have you been doing with the money for those products that you sold?
Well, I bought me a gun, and then I'm going to save the rest so that I can buy a bond when I go back to school.
That's a splendid objective. But you also had some expense in the garden early this year, didn't you?
Yes. The plowing and renting and things like that was $25, and we are selling tomatoes and things like that so we can get it back. So far, we have it.
Good for you. Now, I understand you made a sort of a game of your gardening. Will you tell us what you mean by that?
Yes, the game was our garden was supposed to be a large battlefield, and that our seeds were supposed to be soldiers. And as my father dug the ditches to put them in, well, I planted them. And so as onions grew, well, I played like they were bayoneted rifles, and that watermelons were cannon shells, the cucumbers were torpedoes, and green peppers were hand grenades, and so on through the garden.
Well, did you have some enemies then to fight?
Yes,
too?
The enemies were weeds and insects.
Well, you certainly did make a game of it, and I see from your record book you made a success of it, too. You really did produce a lot of fine food for freedom. Thank you, Ronnie, for being with us. And now to Patty Jasper. She's also 12 years old, and she was the first place winner in the record book section there in the Council Bluffs Schools group. Patty is certainly a charming young lady. Oh, my, she's just everything we could ask for. Patty, your book is really outstanding. It's one of the finest pieces of work I have ever seen, and I'm sure anyone who looks at it will agree. I'd like to ask you, though, first, if you'll tell us why you have done the gardening at your place.
My mother has to work all winter, and she didn't want to work this summer, and I wanted to have a garden, so I decided I would do all the work by myself.
You certainly are to be commended for that, Patty. And now, other reasons why you have a garden, as you listed them in your book.
We have a garden to provide fresh vegetables all through the summer. It gives me something to do in spare time. It leaves vegetables in the stores for those who cannot have a garden. It is a patriotic thing to do. We like to get our vegetables when we want them and not have to rush to the store at the last minute.
And Patty, if you'll turn to that section about your story, will you read it for the listeners? I know they'll enjoy it.
Surrounding our house is a large wooded area, but very little space suited for gardening. I wanted very much to have a garden. So, against the advice of my cousin and brothers, I selected a spot and went to work. The soil was not particularly good, and the weeds had grown undisturbed for years, so I knew I was faced with a real task. At school, we made plans for our garden. I spent many happy hours digging, planting, and tending my garden. The most fun of all, I found, was harvesting my garden. How much better the fresh vegetables straight from my garden have tasted than those we buy at the stores. Since my garden was rather small, I did not raise enough vegetables for canning. However, I feel that since I was able to provide the family with fresh vegetables through the summer, that my garden was well worthwhile.
Thank you, Patty Jasper, and thanks to all the others, Ronnie and to Jean and to Miss Pohl and to Mrs. Pearl Clovis, a member of the Women's Institute, for bringing you young folks here. A little later, we'd like to make a brief announcement about the record booklet project and contest we'll have for all of the youngsters interested in this project. But right now, I want to turn for about 3 minutes to Miss Louise Anderson, who is the home economist for the Iowa Power and Light Company and who has some timely hints for homemakers.
Thank you, Herb. Patty told me that she also did some canning as well as taking care of her garden. This morning, I think I'll try to answer a few canning questions that seem to be troubling some of the housewives at the present time. Many housewives are making jelly now, and there are a few of them that seem to have some trouble making the jelly gel. I want you to remember this, that the day itself is important. A clear, dry day is much better than a rainy day. On a rainy day, there is so much moisture in the air that it is hard to evaporate the water in the juice that you are trying to use for jelly. Consequently, you may cook it much too long and cause it to get syrupy, and it never will gel. I would suggest that you extract the juice from the fruit you are using and store it in the refrigerator until the sun shines once again. When you are using grape juice for jelly, you will find that there is an added advantage in letting the juice stand. The crystals that are found in grape juice will settle to the bottom, and you can pour this juice off, and then you will not have any crystals in your finished product. Remember, too, that it is important to make jelly in small quantities. Do I have any more time?
Yes, go right ahead, Miss Anderson.
All right, all of you ladies, and maybe I should say some of you men who are canning tomato juice, don't worry about it separating in the jars. It may be because the sieve was not very fine, or it may be because the tomato itself had a lot of water in it. There is no definite answer for the tomato juice separating, but you can shake it up when you are ready to use it, and the flavor will not be affected in any way. Now, if I have time, I might say a couple more things.
Go right ahead.
Right now, you'll still find peaches on the market. Pears are just coming in for canning. Italian prunes, green gage plums, damson plums, and there are still cucumbers for pickles. If you haven't purchased any of these things, I'm sure that you'll want to do it now and have them for next winter. Thank you.
And thank you, Miss Anderson, for those very timely reminders about what is yet to be thought of on the homemaker's canning calendar. And now in this closing minute, I'd like to turn again to that significant announcement we want to make for the Junior Victory Gardeners. WHO, in its endeavor to keep up the fine interest the junior gardeners have shown this summer, will offer some splendid awards to those youngsters who are called upon by their local leaders to send in their record booklets. Details of this event will be announced on our Victory Garden program at 8:15 next Saturday morning. All those who have one of the WHO garden booklets are eligible to enter. Those who have not yet received a booklet can get one by writing to us or to Mrs. Raymond Smith of Council Bluffs or by contacting their school garden leader. There will be classes for different age groups and for boys and girls from towns and cities as well as on farms. We'll have more about this next Saturday at 8:15, but we're sure that the youngsters who have done such a fine job of gardening this summer will want to get their books in fine shape, like the three we had on the program here this morning, and be ready to send them in to us so that we'll have them here for the judges 2 weeks from this Saturday. Let's remember that. The judging will be 2 weeks from this Saturday.